Bob Frazier. Down the line with the floater, but it's good.
Now has starts for Ewing. Ewing with the spin. Ewing, yes. Quick spin move from Anthony. Count it and one.
I'm here, Bruno, for episode 2 with Anthony sitting beside me. We're going to go into the Knicks, and we'll probably start off with that disastrous game that we saw last night. I hope you guys out there didn't see it.
Disastrous, to say the least.
The very least. Did you guys notice Felton's return? Because I barely noticed him do anything in the game.
Missing shots left and right.
He missed a few shots. He missed a few shots. But he didn't take too many shots. He basically got scored on frequently by Drew Holiday, who had a career night, 35 points. And that's a career high for him. But overall, the Knicks just didn't show up defensively or offensively.
When Shump, Kidd, and JR combined for 0-17, I mean,
0-17.
You know, there's something missing there. He can't rely on Carmelo to score all the points, and he didn't even have that.
And he didn't, yeah. He didn't even. He really didn't do anything either. Neither did Chandler or Shumpert. So it was a tough game. Kidd only played 15 minutes, but the third quarter was pretty much, the game was over anyway. For everybody expecting the Knicks to have another miraculous comeback, that didn't happen. Philly did not let that happen. Shot 34%. Philly shot 50, which is pretty good. At one point, they were shooting 56% from the field, which is ridiculous. They were just all over us.
They just pretty much exposed all of our weaknesses. They were getting to the paint with no problem at all. Kidd couldn't defend. No one really could defend.
Felton couldn't defend. I get it.
He's going to take a little while to come back. And he did play, 28 minutes?
Which is a lot. I thought he wouldn't play 28, but I guess conditioning wasn't too much of an issue. It was just he was way too slow to keep up with Drew Holiday.
One bright spot, if you take away from it, is Amari's shooting. He started out 5-for-5, and he finished with...
Yeah, 8-for-13, not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
He's the only guy scoring in the paint, literally the only guy.
Yeah, and he was the aggressor, too. He got his offensive rebounds. He made some big plays.
He played well. Thursday night, we played the Celtics. That was a big win. That was the first win in Boston since 2006.
That's nuts, isn't that?
That's crazy.
That's great. I love it. As a Knicks fan, you got to love that.
Yeah. That was.
And that's including playoffs.
And that wasn't even a great game. I mean, only shot 38% from the field, 28% from three. And JR, again, he had another horrible night. He went 3-for-16 from shooting.
Not a good week for JR.
No. And there's some concerns about it. Honestly, I'm not too concerned. I think he'll be fine. He's always been a streaky shooter anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe not in a hole this deep, but I think he'll be okay.
Well, Melo's been shooting poorly too, and that's really what worries me. I don't know if something's going on in at home, but
he's fasting again.
I think he might be getting a divorce soon or something.
Oh wow. But Amari again had a good game. 20 minutes, 15 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks.
Yeah, that's good.
His defense has been getting better,
and he's been getting to the line a lot, and that's a big thing. He's a good free throw shooter. He should be getting to the line. He should be creating fouls and making the other team foul him, you know?
Yeah, because he can do that. He can be trouble for the defense offensively. And the last week, the last game of that week was Monday against Brooklyn. Another scrappy game, horrible shooting on both ends. But we lost by 3 in part because of Joe Johnson, who was a huge problem that night. 25 points. 5 3-pointers, and he pretty much hit the game winner.
Yeah, he sealed the deal with that shot.
Yeah. Brooklyn went 12 of 24 from the 3-point line. That's 50% of their shots. So obviously that's something we got to emphasize on defense. You can't let guys hit those shots. And Copeland started that game. What do you think about Copeland starting?
If he's shooting shots and he's shooting a high percentage, then he deserves to be out there. But other than that, he's a defensive liability.
And huge defensive liability.
And if the shots aren't dropping, then he shouldn't be in.
Do you think that Copeland should get more minutes over Steve Novak? They both have been kind of...
Yeah, like I said, they got to go with the hot hand. I mean, they're both the spark of offense we have off the bench. But yeah. The bottom line is if they're not hitting their shots, then they shouldn't be in the game.
Yeah, and another bright spot against Brooklyn was the emergence of Amari again, 16 points, 5 rebounds. I've also noticed he's been playing defense a little better, definitely giving an effort and seeing some improvement there, some consistency.
Well, that's good to see. You know, he's trying. I mean, yeah. He's never had a coach that could really coach, that really teaches him how to play defense, and now he has one. And he's really taken upon himself to improve that aspect of his game.
Yeah, it's something you like to see. Even in losing efforts, you can take away a bright spot. Well, at least Amari's getting he's getting actively offensive
right.
and defensive. I knew he was going to pick up his game offensively. I mean, because he plays around the rim, so he's not going to be missing those little shots. And he has that jumper that he does when he's facing the basket from about 15 feet out. That he's developed recently in his career. Quick note from last night's game. That was the first game since February 2011 that Felton and Amari have played together, and I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing right there. When it's going to take a little while before they develop some chemistry.
It feels like Felton never left.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that game. So that game, nothing happened offensively. Nothing ever happened defensively. Midway through the third, Woodson put Copeland in the game to try to spark something, but he couldn't get anything going. Kidd only played 15 minutes, 0 points, 0 assists, but wow. zero turnovers. So.
0 assists, though. Yeah, but what's he doing? He's just another man on the floor.
He's just getting scored on.
Yeah, pretty much. there's no stats for that.
When did he hurt his back? Against Boston? Apparently he has a back injury.
Well, they've been stretching his minutes out way too much without Felton and Shumpert in this whole time. So,
yeah,
it was only a matter of time before something like that happened. And thankfully we have our guards back. But I don't agree with Woodson starting all three of them at one point. I mean,
yeah, that was weird. I didn't.
Who do we have off
either.
The bench? We have Pablo off the bench. That's it. Who else is running the point? JR? JR's not going to run the point. He's not going to play the two either.
Yeah, I didn't like him starting those three guards in the backcourt. I guess they were going against Philly, who has a small front court, too, and a small back court.
Yeah.
So they wanted to match up, but they shouldn't do that. They should have Philly try to match up. Play him on the inside.
Yeah.
How many points did Chandler have yesterday? 2? 4?
Wow. 6?
Yeah, that's not good enough.
Yeah, no, it's not. Chandler should have been the Sixers kryptonite yesterday.
Yeah. We did beat him on the boards, but...
But not turnovers, and that's something that we've been beating everybody on. But
yeah, we've been
when you turn over
even in losing games. Yeah, we don't lose games because of
18 turnovers yesterday.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. On 17 assists, horrible.
Yeah, that's
that's horrible.
Our assist leader had 4. That was Melo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had.
Felton had what, 3?
JR had 3.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. There was really nothing you can take away from last night's game that could be encouraging outside of Amari's performance. But it didn't lead anywhere because the guys around him weren't really doing anything at all. They were missing shots, missing a lot of shots. So I noticed a trend this week as I was looking up, as I was watching the games. Against Brooklyn on a Monday, we shot 40% from the field. Then we dropped to 38% versus Boston. And last night, we dropped 34%. Same trend has been going on with the three-point line, three-point shooting. So I'm not sure how they go about fixing that. They got open looks last night.
They did. They just weren't hitting them. Everything was just falling short.
Novak hit one shot.
Right. It was a good shot, but, you know.
That was a nice shot. That was a pretty shot. That was a tough shot, too. He had a defender right on him.
Right.
But,
Makes that corner three.
But he has to make more. I'm not too concerned about the horrible shooting, but it's something to pay attention to going forward, definitely. We do have a lighter schedule coming up, but you can't take any team for granted in this league. Kidd apparently hurt his back during the Boston game, so he will be limited going forward to for about 15 minutes. He is scheduled to play tonight against Atlanta, but expect him to be limited. And speaking of injuries, let's just update the team so far. Amari's back. He's playing up to 30 minutes. Do you think he's 100%?
Yeah, I think I think he's been for a while. I don't know. His minutes have been limited, but he looks fine to me.
He played 27 minutes last night.
Right.
He's fine. He looks healthy. He just expect his minutes to go up for sure.
What about Rashid? There's not a lot of news on him.
Rashid, there is no news on him. Woodson does expect him to return, but then there's the other side that says he's done for the year.
Those fell through the hole because I never heard anything after that.
I haven't heard anything in a while, and I don't even know what type of injury
he has.
He
was too.
Some type of foot injury.
Rashid?
Right.
Yeah.
Expect Camby to be out at least another 2 weeks with his left foot injury. Felton is not 100% yet. They're being a little cautious with him, but he should be fine. And now, most recently, Jason Kidd has a back injury, but it doesn't seem too serious considering that he will be activated for tonight's game. Let's go quickly around the NBA. Who's popping? Interesting news. Bobcats break the 16-game home losing streak last night.
Wow. 16-game home losing streak. Isn't that something right there?
The franchise record.
Yeah, that's...
Not
a proud record, though.
They got the worst franchise records, man.
Speaking of which, Lakers haven't won an away game since December 22nd either.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's bad, man. I mean, they were one of the favorites to go all the way this year, and all of a sudden they're what, 8 games under 500?
Yeah. I had them potentially winning the title, or at least threatening.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean.
Who would have thought the Clippers would have been the new LA team?
Yeah.
They're really showing.
But if you haven't checked out that Bobcats game, you got to watch that final play.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Two potential turnovers. They recover the ball and then hit the buzzer beater within a wild.
So they really struggled to break that losing streak, huh?
It was tough. It wasn't easy, but everybody
beat a good team. Minnesota's a good team. They're not great. They're good.
They're not great, but they're good. They're injured. They're really injured. But
Without Kevin Love, I mean, that team's hit. But...
That was their first home win since November 21st.
Wow. Hey, let's give a shout-out to our boy Tyson Chandler for making the All-Star game.
Yeah, definitely.
You can check that off his resume now. NBA champion, Olympian, now he's an All-Star.
All-Star.
Great. Proud of him.
What do you think of the other All-Stars?
Start
with the East. Yeah. Eastern Conference All-Stars. The reserves, everybody already knows the starting five. But the reserves we have, Jrue Holiday, first-timer. Paul George, first-timer. Chandler, Luol Deng, Kyrie Irving.
First-timer.
Joakim Noah.
I would assume Kyrie Irving's a first-timer, right?
Yeah, definitely. Half of these guys are first-timers. Noah, first-timer.
Oh, looks good. I mean, what are you going to do? They're definitely the best players out there. Maybe Brook Lopez should have made it.
I think Brook Lopez, they could have put Lopez ahead of Bosh, I think.
Yeah.
Given that Brooklyn is the third or fourth best team in the East, I think they deserve having a guy at the game.
Yeah, and Brook Lopez is really not getting enough credit for the efforts he's putting in this year.
And he's getting better numbers than Bosh.
And you know what? He hasn't been hurt. That's the thing in his career. He's been hurt a lot. But
yeah, he's always has that.
He's been healthy all year so far.
Ankle injuries.
Yeah.
And the huge knock on him has always been he's not a great defender and he can't rebound for a big man. But this year, I think he's averaging 9 boards and two blocks and change.
Yeah, there you go.
So I think he definitely deserved that.
In the West, we got Parker, Duncan. Duncan, I'm glad Duncan made it.
He's having a fucking year.
Yeah, I know. No one talks about him anymore. It's like, oh, Tim Duncan's just doing Tim Duncan, you know?
Nah, he's having a good year.
Yeah, he's having a great year, man, especially for his age. That guy's a beast. LaMarcus Aldridge, David Lee, Westbrook. Harden made it.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about Harden making it.
I think Stephen Curry should have made it over him.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of numbers he's putting up, but he's not... Number one, his team's not winning like they were early in the year, and he's not dropping 40 points on everybody like he was. Yeah, I think Curry could have made it over Harden. But unfortunately, he's going to have to prove himself again next year, I guess. You know, what are you going to do?
David Lee made it.
Lee made it. He's been putting up great
numbers. Double-doubles every game, at least. Yeah.
And he's a good passer, too, so he gets a lot of assists.
Yeah, he's another underrated big man in the league.
Yeah, I'm happy to see him being successful and on a good team for once. When he was with the Knicks, he was pretty much the driving force of that team that ultimately went nowhere. But so it's good. It's good.
Thank you, Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. So Rondo, breaking news. Rondo torn ACL, out for the season.
Ouch.
What do you think about that?
That's a big blow to the Celtics. I mean, as a Knicks fan, you gotta like it, but I'm sure Boston fans aren't too happy about that. The guy, I mean, he just came off his sixth triple double of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, he's
a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a good player, man.
What do you think of Boston's chances of making the playoffs
now without Rondo? I mean, what position are they in right now? Eighth. Yeah. No, I don't. If they were barely hanging on to the eighth seed before, and now Rondo gets hurt, I feel like they're just gonna drop.
They just beat Miami.
They came off a big win against Miami.
But Philly's on their tail. And outside of Philly, there's really nobody. I mean, if you want to consider Detroit, I don't. I say Philly's going to snag that.
Detroit's actually been hot lately. But, yeah, I definitely see Philly taking over that Boston seed. Which is good for the Knicks.
Yeah, you know what?
Just historically.
Let Boston sink, man.
Yeah.
I'm wondering now if they're going to trade. I'm wondering what they're going to do because the season's – It's lost.
Yeah.
Their main guys are getting old. I'm wondering if they'll pull a trade. If they try to trade Rondo for some kind of all-star to go for the championship this year, or if they just kind of reset and retry again next season.
I don't see them getting rid of Rondo, really.
No?
I mean, if they trade, I don't see him involved.
They were talking trades. I mean, they had lost six in a row. I'd be talking trades, too.
Yeah.
Three games, or now two games below 500. Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see what these guys end up doing. But on a brighter note, Washington's Wizards, since John Wall's return, 6-3.
Wow.
5 wins against playoff teams.
Worst team in the NBA. Wow.
Used to be. Now it's back to the Bobcats.
Yeah. That seems to be a theme in the past couple of years.
Yeah, so that's good for Washington. They've been suffering a lot lately. Glad to see them have a bright spot in their season. Obviously, they're not going anywhere this year, but there is talent there.
Right. It's always good to see your star player come back and get you a couple wins.
Yeah, and have an impact.
Really shows the difference that he made.
Yeah, I agree. It's good for them.
What do you think about the new Pelicans logo?
Love the logo.
Yeah, the color scheme is nice, too.
I like the color scheme.
Yeah. I mean, not crazy about the name, but...
Yeah, the name is getting a lot of hate. And I was thinking, they first announced it a couple of weeks ago. I was like, with all this negativity that they're getting, they're going to end up changing the name. But they actually made it official this week or last week. And it, you know what? After seeing the logo and how it looks, I'm kind of warming up to it.
Yeah, me too. I was a bit skeptical at first. I mean, just the name Pelican just...
You're getting a Robin Lopez?
Yeah.
If you haven't seen their new logo and you still hate the name, check out the logo. It's actually pretty cool. It's not as goofy as the Bobcats or the Grizzlies or the Raptors. It's definitely something.
Grizzlies.
it's definitely more professional looking.
Yeah.
More traditional sports logo. I like it. It looks very cool. The colors are awesome too.
Yeah, I like the colors. Works.
Okay. That was around the NBA. Let's go back to the Knicks topics of the week. Amari. Got to highlight the guy. He's been playing really well. Do you think he should start?
Yeah, no, actually. I think he should continue coming off the bench. I think he should get more minutes. That's a fact. But our second squad looks like it could be a starting squad on a lot of teams, honestly. And I like seeing Amari and JR come off the bench and bring a spark in case the starting lineup isn't doing it.
Yeah, only problem with that, I do like that second unit too. I don't like the fact that they don't have that second unit lacks defenders.
Right.
And a big man.
Yeah. Amari's not the most aggressive defender or the most aggressive big man.
He's been playing well with Prigioni lately on that pick and roll. They've been somewhat developing that. But and I don't mind Amari playing the five. I think he can cause some of the other bigs trouble
because
he's fast.
Right. We've seen it before. We've seen what he's capable of. And...
In Phoenix, he played the center.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he thrives with a good point guard.
Yeah.
The problem is on the other end, you're going to get scored on unless you have a wing defender that can, you know, somewhat contain the perimeter guys.
So we went 1-2 on the week, and we can attribute that to poor shooting.
Horrible shooting.
The Knicks have not been shooting well this week, but hopefully they shake that. Felton gets back into the groove.
Felton is back. How long is he going to take to get back?
I mean, what was it, a finger injury? I don't think it's going to take that long. I hope not, anyway.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
More about the chemistry.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A couple games. By the end of the week, I think we'll see an improvement.
Yeah. And next week we're playing a couple of scrub teams. No offense. Scrub teams.
Yes, offense.
But, yeah, he should definitely get his stuff going, especially with Chandler, kind of get that chemistry going. And just ball movement. You don't see a lot of ball movement ever since he went down. So we're almost at 100% strength.
And that's my one gripe with Prigioni, too. I mean, sometimes I feel like he slows the game down instead of creating chemistry and creating opportunities for other people.
Yeah, I saw it on a few occasions last night. He literally stops the fast break. And looks for someone to pass to.
Right.
I don't get that. Why are you doing that?
And he has to be more trigger happy, too. He's not shooting the ball enough. And he has a decent shot. Unorthodox, yes, but.
And he makes them.
He makes them.
He makes them pretty decent. He doesn't take many, but he does make them. He can't always look for the perfect shot, but he's too hesitant to score. He had that problem early in the year, and everybody was talking about it. He'd have an open lane the hoop and pass it.
Right.
To Chandler. I think he needs to attack more, especially on the fast break. Go through the free throw line. You ever see him shoot a free throw?
Yeah.
I never did. Maybe on a technical or something, but he doesn't attack. And, I think he should because he has decent ball handling skills. He's faster than Kidd. Offensively, he's better than Kidd. So he should use that more. Now he won't have to anymore. There's a lot of pressure off him now with Felton coming back.
Right.
So he's not going to have to stress it. But, these guys got to get it together. I'm not sure if Amari's going to cut into JR's minutes or whose minutes he's going to be cutting into. But if he's playing 30 minutes tonight.
Brewers. You won't see Brewer on the floor anymore.
Played 2 seconds last night.
2 seconds.
I don't mind. I don't miss him. Because when he plays, he doesn't do anything.
And in those 2 seconds, he was a minus 10.
Ouch.
No, I'm kidding.
I'd believe it, though. Because he just doesn't really do anything. In the beginning of the year, he was effective, but so was everybody. Everybody was. I think that's a lot of the Knicks fans now. They revert to those first 30, 15 games that we played or we're playing off the charts.
Right, and that's what we're capable of, but at the same time, you're gonna get brought down to reality at some point during the 82 game season.
Yeah, I fully expect after the All-Star break. We still have about 3 weeks till then, but after the All-Star break, I expect the Knicks to go on a nice run.
Yeah.
Even now, we have a stretch of home games coming up, mostly winnable.
As long as we stay healthy.
Yeah, and we're getting there. We're getting there. And we just got to get out of this shooting slump.
Yeah, we're never going to win a game shooting 34%.
Yeah, you can't. No matter how bad the other team is, you're not going to get away with that in this league. So they definitely got to improve. We're 2.5 games, or rather 2 games now, behind Miami. So we've been kind of fortunate that no one has pulled away in our conference.
Right. Brooklyn's been on our tail, but I think they have a hard schedule for the next 2 weeks, and we have an easy schedule. So we'll probably pull away from them.
Brooklyn has been playing very well.
Yeah.
7-3 in the last 10 games.
Wow.
Yeah. After getting P.J. Carlissimo in there. They're number four in the East, tied with Indiana. So everyone is very close. Atlanta's 6, and they're only 4.5 games out, the number one. So we got to stay at top of this pack. If we're going to have not an easy first round, but a very winnable first round. Right. Right now, we're matched up against the Bucks.
I don't want to say it's a sweep, but
it's definitely not a sweep because I don't think we have that kind of strength and fortitude to go in and just dominate a team.
Right, and Jennings might be a problem for our guards.
He is a problem, especially against the Knicks. He's always a problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think we're that kind of dominant team like a Miami is or a Chicago would be where they say we're better than this team and we're just going to beat them 4 games in a row. I think the Knicks kind of need to get hit in order to wake up. And
I'm worried about Chicago, too.
Fight back.
Without Derrick Rose, they're 26-17. And they're beating the hell out of the Knicks every time they play them.
Yeah, in a pretty embarrassing fashion, too. But, I think playoffs are a little different. teams tend to play better, tighter, slower. So I'm not too concerned about that yet. We won't see Chicago in the first round.
You were asking before who's going to step up in Rondo's absence. Paul Pierce got a triple-double today.
Did he?
Yeah. So the Knicks in the next five games are home. And they're not playing the strongest teams. Atlanta's probably the toughest one, but hopefully we could pull out a couple wins and pull away from the Nets.
What do you expect to see tonight?
Felton. I'm going to be looking at Felton most of the time, honestly. I want to see if he's able to shake that rust, create some plays, and really bring to the table what he's been bringing.
Yeah, I agree. Atlanta's not really particularly a strong rebounding team, and that's our main weakness. As long as if we can shake this shooting slump, because I feel like we don't do anything really bad. We don't turn over the ball too much. Last night we did in the first half. But in general, we don't turn the ball over, so we should be making those shots.
Yeah, and we had some open shots yesterday. They just weren't hitting.
Yeah, they weren't falling. You could tell it was just more of a lack of energy than lack of skill.
Yeah, that's what it is. They look like they're tired, and they haven't been playing a lot of games recently, so I don't know why they should be looking like that.
Yeah, I agree. Who do we have Thursday? We have Orlando.
Wednesday we have Orlando. Friday we have the Bucks. Saturday we have the Kings.
All home games, so, all winnable.
Right. Atlanta's, like I said, is probably the toughest one. Well, the Bucks will be a good matchup too. But we should beat the Kings. We should beat the Magic. We should beat the Bucks. We should beat the Hawks.
The Bucks are going to put up a fight. They always put up a fight against us. I don't know why.
They're actually hot lately, too. They're 7-3 in their last 10.
You think 4-0 this week?
Yeah, I hope so, man. I think we're definitely capable of it, but you know, we might maybe drop one.
I think
I'm going to be a pessimist. I hope we go 2-1.
I think we're going to lose against the Bucks. Expect the Knicks to win tonight against Atlanta. Win Wednesday against Orlando, lose to the Bucks, and then rebound Saturday. I can't see them sweeping the week.
Yeah?
I don't know.
No, you got to give them a little credit, man.
They got to give me a little confidence. But, you know,
make
I
up for
I
the past 10 years.
Yeah, the Knicks don't have that killer instinct. So we're going to wrap up the show there. See you guys next weekend. Hit us up on Twitter at KnicksFanCast. Send us in your questions. That way we can discuss them and let you guys know what we think. yeah, follow us on Twitter at KnicksFanCast. Send us your questions. Tweet at us. Sometimes we live tweet during the games. We definitely welcome conversation about the Knicks. So we'll see you next week.
See you next week.